This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Neuro Gum. Functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Newsist. Vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 698.
698. My name is Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. Walk the line between serious.
Oh.
Nope. And ridiculous.
A little slow today.
Blew everyone's eardrums out. What's going on, maestro?
You know, it's funny. Like, sometimes we do this entry episode opener, and yes. I have to really think hard about it. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? And other times it happens, and I forgot it happened, like, when it happened, because it's automatic. So
it could be CTE.
Might be CTE. I don't know. Maybe it's from my ice cubes. Every show I have like brain damage from rambling. What's happening? Around. I don't know. It's really cold and snowy in Chicago. We're feeling the effects of winter. It's middle February. It feels like middle February.
Yeah, it's weird because it seems like the seasons have shifted where we used to get all the snow in December, and yep. Now we get all the snow in February, and like brutal colds. I think, I don't know, was it this morning where it was -7?
Yeah, it was cold.
Something ridiculous.
Something like that. -20 something with the wind.
Dog's like, fuck you. Yeah, I had to walk her the other
day. You guys
day.
Are pussies. That's not cold.
Yeah. Well, I have like fucking snow pants and everything and a face mask, ski mask on, and I'm like, this is cold as fuck. 5 minutes into my walk, the dog's like, nope, done. She just stopped walking. I'm like, all right. Thanks. We're going home. Picked you up, ran home, you know?
Yeah.
Good times. And then I have my USA
hockey shirt. Hockey. Yeah.
So let me break this down. So what the NHL is doing this year, they haven't done it in a while. They're doing like a four nations tournament, and this is kind of like their all-star game.
Perfect.
So we have Team USA and Team Canada. Team Canada usually wins. They're fucking pretty good. And it was wild because GSP actually introduced Team Canada.
No.
And then, you know, they start playing the United States national anthem and the fuckhead retards from Canada start booing.
Yep.
Boo our anthem, right? So, like, okay, you fucks. And three fights.
I like it.
Three fights happened in the first 3 minutes. So, like, the Tkachuk brothers are fucking lunatics, and I goddamn love them. There's two of them. There's Brady, and I don't know who the other fucking Tkachuk is, because there was a Keith Tkachuk as their dad, and then there's two younger ones that are running out there making mayhem. So first one fights, 2 seconds in the game. As soon as the game starts back up, the second brother fights one of the other guys on Canada. And then 9 seconds in the game, another fucking guy on Team USA fights Canada. We're just fucking them up. And then at the end of the day, fucking USA wins 3-1. Fuck yes. You. And now Canada is the 51st state.
I like it.
And the topper to all this is, so they were doing all this competition to see who's going to be in the championship game. Well, guess what? We got Team USA versus Team Canada Thursday night. Shit is going down. And this is reminiscent of 90s hockey, where it's like fighting and they're playing super aggressive. People are checking into the boards. This isn't like a regular fucking all-star game. And someone tweeted out, and it was kind of like the perfect tweet of what's happening. And I'll share this. So it's saying the NFL has turned into the Pro Bowl, or turned the Pro Bowl into a flag football game. NBA all-stars don't even break a sweat or play defense in their game. And here we have NHL players are throwing haymakers 3 seconds into the Four Nations game, and it looks like the goddamn Royal Rumble. So that's what tells you about hockey. And it was exciting as shit to watch that, because I remember what hockey used to be and what it's become. And this is, there's something about playing for your country that has these guys all jacked up. Like, this is more important than anything to them right now.
I love it. It's like, and the Stanley Cup for the world.
Yeah, and I think it's been like the most watched hockey game for a number of years now. And this Thursday one, it will probably surpass that.
US,
more
Canada,
than Stanley
is
Cups.
Russia in it?
No, they only had four nations in this. So it's USA, Canada, and I think Sweden, Finland. And okay. I think that it'll change.
Fuck, they need to add Russia.
Fuck yeah.
And China.
They should. Whoever, man.
All that shit.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, Canada, I think they fucked themselves because they didn't put, like, guys. There's some guys that can fight, but they're not known for fighting. You got to have some guys that can fight. Like, you should have had, like, a gun in there. They could have had, I don't know who was in there. I forgot the guy's name. Oliver, Olivier, one of those guys. There's a couple Canadian goons.
So question, is this like World Cup soccer where the guys from like the U.S. could be playing on different teams in this thing? And they could, guys on the same team could be fucking each other up, or are these totally different teams? There's no pro professional.
It's all pros. It's all pros.
Okay.
So it, like, the NHL goes on like a hiatus, and then everyone goes into, like, they picked like who are the best guys from Canada. They're in the NHL. They're on that team. Who are the best guys?
Okay, so you
from
could
USA?
End up you going against one of your teammates potentially from the NHL. Oh wow, or be on the same team with someone you fucking can't stand.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
But it seems like that when they get on the same team, country overrides your hatred for a particular player. At least that's what it seems like when the players have been interviewed and talking. They're like, yeah, we put all that shit aside. We're on the fucking same team now. And
that
they're playing
awesome.
like a fucking gold medal is on the line. So,
oh yeah,
you don't normally see that in a normal hockey game until we start getting into the playoffs, and then it's like the intensity ramps up, and that's what this has been about. The fucking intensity is there, and you fight. Like, when do you see fights in an All-Star game? Right? This doesn't happen. That's why this is fucking awesome. So that's why I mentioned it. And we can get right into some sponsor action.
Oh, for sure.
Like that.
Hang on. Let me get there. All right, fellas, it's time to talk about personal grooming. Grooming isn't just about looking good. It's about feeling good. Whether you're suiting up for the big meeting, gearing up for a date, or just tackling the day, the right tools make all the difference. Take care of your skin and skip the cuts and irritation. Meet the Beard and Balls Bundle from Manscaped. Your all-in-one grooming solution to keep you polished from head to toe, or more precisely, from beard to balls. Join over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use code MMANOUNCE20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
That's right. Words. And you want to keep a nice, clean, shaved head, nice, trimmed beard. Use the Manscaped and don't cut corners on your grooming routine. Upgrade to the Beard and Balls Bundle from Manscaped. Visit manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS20 to get 20% off plus free shipping. Whether you're suiting up for work, heading out for a night out of town, or just relaxing at home, Manscaped has everything you need to stay sharp. From face to balls, your skin will thank you, and so will everyone else.
Nice. Here's where I earn my money. Let's talk peptides for a minute. If you're like me, you're seeing them everywhere. But just because something says peptide on the label doesn't mean it's actually doing anything for you. That's where OneSkin's OS1 peptide is different. While some peptides just sit on top of the skin, OS1 goes deeper. It's scientifically formulated to penetrate the cells within skin's deeper layers, improving key skin health markers like collagen production, hydration, and skin barrier function. Not only that, OS1 has proven to remain stable from the lab to your countertop, so you get reliable results every time. Listen, if you're not getting results from your peptide, it might be time to take a closer look. All of OneSkin's topical supplements are backed by lab and clinical studies, and they're all powered by the OS01 peptide, the first and only peptide scientifically proven to target the senescent cells that contribute to lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Try OneSkin with an exclusive 15% off your first purchase using code FIT. 15 at oneskin.co.
Look at that. You're killing it, man. You nailed that. What do I personally like about OneSkin? Usually it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. Ugh. And I've done it, so I'm not getting the hose that much anymore. So I've got some right here. I should squeeze it out.
Careful now.
It's founded and led by an all-woman team of skin longevity scientists. OneSkin is redefining the aging process with their proprietary, here we go, now I've got it, the proprietary OS01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to help skin look, feel, and behave like its younger self. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Invest in your health and longevity of your skin with OneSkin, and your future self will thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrance oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and they just came out with the new scent, the coffee and cacao. What's it like? I got the scent here.
Smells amazing. I was so gonna say good. That sounds amazing.
You smell it right there.
Sounds like I can smell it right now.
So good. All of them are so good. I love every single one. This one is like a square of dark chocolate sits beside your freshly brewed latte as notes of rich espresso and cacao bean mingle in the air. Steam milk adds a creamy element that's at once decadent and airy as vanilla extract rounds out the scent with a hint of sweetness. We have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/MMA Nuts. That's 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/MMA Nuts. And right back to the show. What's happening?
Well, I'll start here. Okay.
Okay.
Here we have a little picture from Paulo Costa says, "Yo, yes. Romero baptizing Mike Perry at the Jordan River is something special. Let's open a church, fellas." Here they are. He's being baptized.
Nice. Usually when someone's getting baptized, they're getting KO'd. So, like, this is a legit baptism then.
That water looks dirty. He's going to come out stronger, I'm telling you. Or full of some sort of
E. coli.
Virus. Or it's E. coli. There you go. Ebola. <He's>
Bubonic plague.
Good for
I
him.
Don't know. Good for them. They're like best buddies. I love it. Mm-hmm. Best relationship. And we were talking, there's some fights or fighters having some issues with their coaches. So Sean Strickland and his coach were having some issues. So his coach publicly said something along the lines of Sean was basically sleepwalking out there and he's not sure if he wants to be his coach anymore.
Whoa.
Because he's not sure if Sean is just kind of like going through the motions and fighting for money instead of fighting for a title. And he only wants to coach people that are fighting for titles and have that championship mentality. And then Sean said, well, that guy's probably not going to be in my corner again. So now his coach is saying, well, I was hoping to motivate him publicly and that was a miscalculation. So what do you make of all that of, like, Aaron,
I mean, beefs. I'm not shocked that he lost the fight based on all that stupidity. So, I mean, I don't know. Motivate him publicly as your coach? I don't think that's a good plan. Why?
Yeah, I mean, you can't
motivate him
shaming,
in the gym.
Right?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Publicly shaming him.
Yeah, great. That's good.
Kind of like Joe Rogan talking to Brendan Schaub on a podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't fight anymore.
You just stop.
Like, what?
Seriously.
You should retire.
Just retire.
I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how good it could feel to be retired. Feels good.
So yeah, we'll see how that one plays out. My guess is they probably play nice or make nice, but
maybe.
Again, we didn't see Sean's skills get any better in that fight, and he actually seemed like he's regressed. So could be the hard sparring, like you were making that point, I think, last week or a week before. That shit takes a toll on you. I'll talk about it later. Some fighter was saying something about that. So,
yeah.
What else has happened?
Well, I have the poster for UFC 313 here. I want to get your thoughts on this. This is Paella versus Ankalev. Gaethje versus Hooker, March 8th, coming up in a couple weeks. What do you think about this poster?
Standard. I don't know why they always go with this. Well, I don't know what the tone is. Sepia.
Like a weird yellow color. It's even not quite sepia. It's like a yellow sepia. So strange.
Yeah, it's an odd. I don't like the profile shot. Like, I want to be straight on because that guy's got a weird ass fucking nose.
He does. He has like no chin. You ever see him without a beard?
No.
There was a picture of him. He has like the no chin.
Oh, I think that was Shamayev that they were showing without the.
Oh, it wasn't him?
Yeah,
not. I think he has the same chin.
And it could be the same thing. Because if I shave my beard, my chin's probably like up here. Like,
yeah, but you insane. Have a chin. These dudes have no chin.
Yeah,
it's like somebody took their chin and just mushed it in.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's all the grappling reduces your chin size. I'm not sure. It's weird.
It's possible.
I saw they had I think it was Sportico, put a list out of the top 100 highest paid athletes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull both the lists up. So there's like a short list of all the fighters. So let's get this up. So you have the highest paid boxers in 2024. So you have Fury. This is so obscene. 147 million. Usyk, 122 million. Canelo, 73 million. Joshua, 60 million. Jake Paul at 48 million. And I don't know how you say that. Inoue, 42 million. And then the big list is here. And of course, it's obviously obscene. If we're gonna get so, we shot too big there.
Yeah. I mean, of course, Ronaldo's at the top again.
260 million. Curry, 153. It's just so insane. Because we're talking 1 year of pay. Yeah.
Like, between endorsements and contracts and everything else. This guy, I mean, I think
it's all
Dak
the
Prescott was up there somewhere.
Quarterbacks, he's 12.
There's quarterback, a golf road. John Rahm golf, makes pretty good money.
Jordan Love, Mahomes. Wait, Love makes more than Mahomes? What the fuck? Oh, good luck, Green Bay. Good luck with that. Sense. Burrow, Herbert. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you get the flow of this, but
Tiger Woods still in the top 30. Huh? Interesting.
Yeah, I would imagine that's from endorsements, not so much from
golf.
Yeah.
I think it was like 10 mil from golf and the rest from endorsements.
Yeah. And then if he decided to play for fucking Live Golf, he'd probably make a quadrillion dollars.
I think he's got his own thing going on. Tiger, some sort of other digital video game thing.
There's something like there. People are playing in some kind of indoor arena, like smacking balls into a screen. I don't know what it is, but you have like fans in the stands and good. I mean, I think it's do more neat shit as long as the electronics work. You know, that's the problem if these guys are legit and they're hitting shit and then the fucking screens aren't working right. So, what else is going on out there?
Well, Misha Tate is going to be making a return here in May. I think it's like May 3rd against Yana Santos at a fight night for the UFC. She wrote on Twitter, it's official, May 3rd versus Yana Santos. I've still got what it takes, and if you doubt me, please stick around. Mark your calendars. What do you think?
Well, she's 38.
He's up there.
I hope the best. We'll see. I don't know. Because, again, now she's relegated to fighting who?
Santos. I don't know who that is.
I've heard of her, but, I mean, again, we're not top of the tier anymore, unfortunately.
Nope.
I mean, she was a former champion, which now she's not.
Was.
Yeah. Just trying to think. Can she? Maybe you can get Ronda Rousey out of retirement and make them fight again.
That would be an idea. I would be in for that. Although
Yeah.
Ronda's not doing that, I don't
She
think.
won't. She'll never come back. She's so
No.
done, I think, with everything. She's made enough money, I think, between MMA, UFC, and WWE bullshit that she doesn't have to work anymore. And there's probably other in a book deal or two. And I don't know what her husband did because I felt like he still had some fighting years left in him. And then they got married and that was it. But then he also started getting coached by that fucking witch doctor that was coaching Ronda. And that didn't work very well either because I don't think that guy was a good coach. Edmund.
Turvarian,
Something
Targaryen,
like that. He's one of the
Tur
Targaryens. He's on
Moxians.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's it. Turvarian.
Targaryen. And then from the boxing side, so Alexander Usyk said he wants his retirement fight to be against Alex Pereira. And Alex said he thinks the UFC will work out a deal to make it happen. And well, I've seen Alex boxing against pro boxers and he holds his own in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do he'll hold his own against a fucking world champion, but he holds his own.
Usyk. Yeah, I don't know that much
Yeah.
about him, but yeah, I think that's a tough one.
Well, I mean, he's beaten Fury like off his recent fight. He beat him twice, so and Fury barely got by fucking Ngannou that time.
Well, if you think McGregor when when he fought in boxing, I think it was a huge payout. Didn't the UFC take a cut of his pay or
Yeah,
something?
it's it probably took half.
Right. So if they can make a big money fight, and we're talking 100 million, I think they'll
Yeah.
do it.
Yeah, I don't see how that hurts the UFC. I think you let the guy get paid and then you take if the deal is half, which is egregious. I mean, I think the fair rate was the UFC take like 20, but they'll never take 20%. I mean, even 25 would be semi-fair, but they probably want half.
Yeah.
But again, if these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars,
They'll do it. Yeah, I
why
mean.
not? Why not? That makes sense. And I don't think he's tarnished if he loses because he's expected to lose. It was the same
Right.
thing with Conor. He's
Yep.
expected to lose, but they made a fuck ton of money. And Dana was even out there promoting the fight. So,
He
and
was.
then you want to see how Alex Pereira is out there living life. Let's pull him up here and see what he's up to. Let's turn the sound off because we don't always need sound.
You know,
He's out there signing titties at
good for
dinner.
him.
Yeah. Shama. Is this Shama? He's like,
It's
yeah,
yeah, it's Shama, whatever
Shama.
Shama is.
Whoa, Shama. Yeah. She just
What
got
is Shama?
Shama. It's
What
just
is that?
like, I forgot. We looked it up. It's like everything's cool or something, or it's
Oh.
all good. Something along those lines, some kind of Brazilian slang. And then while we're still on the boxing, there's a couple more boxing related things. So Francis Ngannou said he's going to do a boxing fight next. Smart, right? Said he wants Deontay Wilder. Like, oh
Okay.
my God, someone's going to get KO'd. And then there was this weird comment. So Jake Paul, I don't know if it was on his podcast, but he was making some weird allegations saying that Mike Tyson has Parkinson's disease, but
Yep.
then he got high, smoking some toad psychedelic or something, and that cured his shit. And then he went out and walked it back. But have you ever heard of Mike Tyson having Parkinson's before
No,
this?
and you can't smoke toads to reverse Parkinson's, even if you did have Parkinson's. So, sorry. If that was the case, if they would already have done
Like,
that.
I've heard of some experimental treatments, but I don't think getting high from toes is the cure for Parkinson's. But who knows? I mean, there are a lot of alternative medicines, but
Sure are.
I don't know if the toad is necessarily one of them.
I don't think so.
So that was weird. So, what else is going on?
Conor McGregor was recently talking about his plans for bare knuckle fighting at a conference in Italy. Did you see this?
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna try to play it with sound, but let's see if you get the green screen again
Okay.
for some weird reason. Green screen? No, no
No,
green
you're
screen.
good.
Okay, here we go.
I think I'm up here If you think I'm up here giving these speeches and leading these men into battle, and I won't step in there myself, think again. For sure, Conor McGregor will fight in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Mark my words. I'd like a world title in this company. I would wish to be the Bare Knuckle World Title, World Champion. That is a significant belt to hold in your career. You know, nobody from boxing to mixed martial arts can speak nothing bad on a Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship World Champion. So for sure, I would be coming in looking for the world title. You know, there are many bouts, showcase bouts. You could say Michael Perry, Mike Perry. You could say Jeremy Stevens. You could say a rematch against Eddie Alvarez. You could say many matches, you know, but the lightweight title, who's the champion right now, lightweight, welterweight? Let's see. I am open. We will see when it comes.
Gracie Fedor.
All right.
Fedor Emelianenko.
Whoa. He's still going.
What's that?
I still hear him screaming in the background. See you in your bedroom. Like, what's going on?
No, it's just loud.
I'm stuck in your closet.
Yeah, he was talking about then the next. They ask him all about Fedor, et cetera, and he said, sure, whatever. And my question is do you like any of those matchups, and or do you think that he's actually serious?
Well, he's still under contract with the UFC, so you gotta, which is weird because he hasn't fought in forever, but still under contract with the UFC. There needs to be a sunset clause, and I think that's a great place for him to fight because he doesn't have to worry about takedowns and he doesn't have to worry about leg kicks. And he would probably beat the fuck out of a ton of people over there. I'm all for that. But I also look at what else he's done this week. And I'll go on a little run here. There's a couple of things. So make sure I'll share some sound. So he's promoting the new Spice Girls, I guess.
Whatever. Proud and excited something. To announce the signing.
Pants are really tight.
Seriously, like he's a cowboy getting ready to jump on a horse. So he's promoting these new Spice Girls. Then you have him all coked up at a gun store shooting guns.
Hold on.
Every single one of them clean the head. Look at the far one. Did you see me on the neck? See the far one down at the neck? That's a kill shot right there. Two shots to the neck.
Fucking
the back.
Kill shot.
See that? Look at this fucking thing. Imagine getting a man.
He's got the club with the barbed wire.
That's Christ. A beautiful gun,
oh,
that is.
That was great.
Look at this fucking thing. This way.
The rocket launcher. Seriously. He can't shoot that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. These guys are crazy. Where is this?
Tommy gun is like that. Can I shoot this? So what? Prepare for the bounce back?
No. I'm back.
Sustained.
He's all coked up right now. Look at him.
Oh, it's a powerful.
A legend.
Wow. God bless America.
I love it's got to be in Vegas at one of those. Like...
Yes. And then I don't know what the last. Oh, he's just hitting. He's all fucking jacked up. Oh, he's getting ready to hit a machine. There's music playing, so I got to kind of dial it down. One of those boxing machines fucking cranks it up in the 900s.
Nice.
So
good for him.
He's doing making work. He's out there all fucking
doing work.
Jacked up, man. Jacked up.
Doing the Lord's work.
Jacked up on Mountain Dews. Let's see. I saw Forrest Griffin was on Rampage's podcast, and he was saying he got knocked out 14 days before he had that fight with Anderson Silva.
Really?
Yeah.
In sparring or whatever?
Yep, in sparring.
Oh.
And then I guess he was talking to a doctor, and a doctor was giving him a way out. But he's like, nah, fuck it. I'm just gonna fight. And then he's like, you know, in retrospect, I probably should have took the out because it didn't work out so well. But he was also saying he got KO'd a lot in practice, like in sparring. And he was saying when he was in his 20s, he was working with a lot of pro boxers, and he didn't have a lot of he didn't have good defense, so he was kind of just learned to box thinking that he had a good chin, and then he got KO'd a lot. Started boxing again very soon and said he was never quite the same. So just it's one of those things of training too hard and getting KO'd and then not resting enough, I think. And then
for sure.
And then it just
that makes sense. I mean, right? Anderson clipped him a couple times running backwards and knocked him out. Like the whole thing was wacky. Remember
it
that?
Didn't make
then
sense.
Forrest gets up and runs
tapped.
Out of the arena. He's like, I'm out of here. See you later.
What are you doing? It was insane. And then a couple other things. I got like four of these weird fights that I got to pull up. So the GFL is posting all these matchups that they allegedly made where some of the fighters haven't even signed a contract, but here's who they're claiming is signed to fight. So here we go. Confirmed bantamweight matchup.
Oh,
Faber versus
Jesus.
Barral 3. That's
Why?
one. Middleweight matchup. Weidman versus Rockhold.
I knew Weidman wasn't done.
Oh, here we go. Yoel Romero versus Shogun Hua.
Actually, that's interesting, but man,
Oh,
I don't
God.
like
Shogun's
Shogun's
going to get
chances.
deaded. Here
Oh.
we go. Fabricio Werdum
Now,
versus Frank Mir.
this is one I'd like to see. Yeah.
I mean, I'm down with some of these
What
matches,
kind of
but
shape is Frank Mir in these days? I haven't seen him in a
he's
while.
like 320.
Is he like all
He
muscle?
looks like Dracula.
Wow.
His face is like weirdly formed
This
now.
is a
It's
scary, large, crazy human being who
frightening,
it's
wanting
like
to break
has like the
limbs.
temperament of like a serial killer. And you're just like,
You're
no, thank
frightening me,
you. And
Frank.
he's very intelligent on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad. It's like you could do bad things.
100%.
So
But with all those matchups, why don't you just say, well, yeah, we got Fedor and he's going to fight Brock Lesnar? Because I still don't think this league even has any funding.
they're just gonna try to get funding. Make
We're going to
if you
try.
build it, they will come.
Sometimes, if you have a field of dreams, but I don't, you need money. Money dictates a lot of things. And then, excuse me, I saw the UFC pricing, like tickets, lowest prices for some of the tickets for upcoming shows. Here you go. UFC Seattle, which has had like a million fucking fights broken off of that. Minimum price 190. UFC 313, minimum price 260. Here you go. UFC London, minimum ticket price 440. Good luck.
That's a lot.
It's
Must be
so
a small arena.
disgusting. Let's see. I don't know if they said. Now, I don't know what arena it's in, but fuck. I think they're just trying to jack it up probably because they don't come there that often.
Yeah.
So anywhere like not in the United States or Vegas. Fuck, man. That is insane. I don't remember us paying anywhere near close to that and sitting way closer, but I think ticket prices have gone up exponentially ever since probably COVID.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
I got one more piece of news and then I got a KO. So the if you remember a couple months ago, the UFC was going to go back to the old gloves, right?
Yeah.
And finally, it seems like with this last event, they're saying that now, starting that night on Saturday and moving forward, all fighters are going to use the old gloves, not the new ones recently. Introduced because finally they have enough production and they have surplus and they can handle all the new gloves. So old gloves out, new gloves in officially. So
No, old gloves back in, new gloves out.
sorry. Well, old new gloves out, new old gloves in.
Yes,
That's what I
because I
mean.
like the one that I showed a few weeks ago, the Nick Diaz signed gold one that I have is one of the newer ones. There's way too much padding on it, and you were getting way less knockouts.
You
You
are
want less padding so you get more knockouts.
more knockouts, less betting, make it
Yes,
crazy.
the hands won't break. I mean, they're still you don't hear that much. People aren't breaking their hands that often. Let's see, I got handful of things before some KOs. So I saw this new self-defense technique.
Okay.
I need a little bit of volume. Let me adjust my volume here before I share this. So this is the self-defense technique if you are going to fight a kangaroo.
I'm gonna take probably one or two more years for that to happen. But look at this, you guys. Look how precious he is. And he hasn't even landed a single kick yet. Mwah!
He's totally gonna kick
He
a
was
guy.
baffled by that kiss.
I pushed the lotion on the skin.
That's really crazy. I would not fuck with those things. Those things are crazy.
No, they've
I
got
don't even
claws. They
understand
gore
why
you.
anyone has those. Why do they need to be like
I don't
that?
know.
So weird.
And then I saw this. Here is a 10 amateurs versus two pro fighters.
Okay.
And I'll start with my biggest critique is that the pro fighters are not keeping their backs to the cage, which is step one, and that's why they keep getting rocked at times. And they're also look like they're heavyweights fighting 155ers.
Yeah, the whole thing is just insane. Oh, that guy's massive. Oh, Jesus.
See, and he just gave his back up to the crowd and he got rocked. Yeah. You gotta, like, if you're fighting multiple people, step one, keep your fucking back to the cage or the wall. Because every time they don't, then someone runs up and pot shots one of them. Right there. See?
Now it's like a swarm of bees.
Seriously.
See, the thing with this is, like, these little guys don't have enough power to knock these big guys out. So it's not even fair. So really, it's about big guy cardio. That's what we're talking about here.
Pretty much.
If the big guy has cardio.
And some skill, too. Because if you're talking an amateur versus a pro, the level of skill, there's a wide variance there. So that was wild. I got a little Ask the Nuts here.
All right.
Here you go. Not necessarily MMA related, but just interesting. So you can only attend one of these legendary concerts. Which one do you pick? So you have Elvis Presley, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, Nirvana, Michael Jackson, Pink Floyd, Queen, or the Beatles?
Fuck, Zeppelin in 73? That's like prime Led Zeppelin. Are you kidding me? Man, I'm having a hard time picking between Zeppelin and Queen. I'm going to go with Zeppelin. That's I like that. What are you picking?
Queen.
Okay.
It's got to be Queen for me, 100%. Because I think about which band's songs do I like the most. And who's going to give me the fucking performance I've never seen? Probably Queen.
For sure.
And then I would probably pick Zeppelin second.
Those two are badass shows. Like, either one is a badass show.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. But yeah. I only picked Zeppelin because I think I would like to see Queen at Wembley and at Live Aid. That would be the ultimate concert.
And Chris Cyborg had a tweet. I was told if I showed a little ass on X that my followers would grow. So here's a little ass. Ingo, please talk to this lady. Tell her.
Is this for real? Is there some weird trans? There's got to be somebody managing her account. This is ridiculous.
This lady's killing me.
That's pretty good troll, though. It's it's good. That's good. That's epic.
She has OnlyFans and uses it. And
is this the theme of the motif on OnlyFans and similar what vibe here?
I don't know. Seems weird. This is weird. I've got KOs, but somehow I lost the knowledge. So let me load up some KOs while you get your KO ready. And then I think I might be able to find my knowledge in the background here. I'm trying to pause. Everything just wants to just start playing. Yeah, why don't you go first with your KO?
Oh, yeah. I just have one. Here is a little light sparring action. I'm not going to share sound because there's whatever. And here we go. A little light sparring. And oh boy, it's going to go. Oh man. Boing. Boing. Oof.
That looked like Overeem getting his head snapped back.
Is that his head went all the way back. Is that even possible?
Ugh. I don't know.
He seemed fine after, but maybe not later. I don't know.
Seriously.
It looks like it was from the army or something.
This is so weird. Like, how did my knowledge just delete off of my sheet? This is bizarre. Hang on. Now I got to go old school and go back through fucking my files here.
Can you go back arrow on the spreadsheet? Something like that? The like old version? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going back through my emails and that's weird. So I might not have any knowledge. I had knowledge and it got weirdly changed.
Are we at knowledge right now?
I have a couple of KOs, but I was just trying to get my knowledge.
Okay, don't worry. I got a knowledge. It will tie into your lack of knowledge. It'll be perfect.
I have a lot of lack of knowledge. let's see. Where did now all my KOs are gone? Oh, that's
Oh
cool.
no.
Hang on. Oh,
Rob.
One, two, a three. Okay, here we go. Computers, they're
Matt,
tough.
You're in the office in front of a Mac.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
There's one.
That's nasty.
He'll never walk again. Here's number two.
Wow.
Yep. And here comes number three. Don't want a lot of volume.
What is happening?
Guy riding a horse.
Oh yeah, that's his teammate.
Oh God. Is he running away from the cops?
I don't know, but the percussion on that. I want to hear that again.
Yeah, let's see that one more time.
That's his teammate.
Jesus Christ.
Something about that sound of a man running full speed on the back of a horse.
Hit the actual like sign.
Yeah, the sign just I don't know how fast a horse runs, 30, 40 miles an hour.
He did not survive that fall, I don't think.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh man, you're gonna feel
he's
that.
Dead. All right, knowledge.
Okay, so here's a funny knowledge. So maybe this is what happened a minute ago with your knowledge. Is tweet from Woody says, I just unplugged the Wi-Fi and heard the fuck from across the street.
Yeah, these bitches stealing.
Stealing that Wi-Fi. You ever look at your neighbor's Wi-Fi? Because my neighbors have some crazy ass names like on their Wi-Fi. And I'm like, this is, you could tell your neighborhood by the names of the Wi-Fi in the area.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I told this before, but my neighbors on the one side, one of them's named, her nickname is Frankie, and her husband's name is Frank. So I would just offhand say, oh, the Franks are out there outside. And then if you look at the wireless, they named their wireless the Franks. So they probably overheard me being loud in the backyard referring to them. But it's cool. They're nice peoples.
Yeah.
But yes, and then you look at mine, and like I'm named after like a serial killer. But
nice.
I didn't know the Grim Sleeper is a serial killer.
Yeah. As long as you don't have a Wi-Fi named Titties in your
big fat titties in my face. Like, what?
That's the password. Okay. Here we go.
And that note, let's shut down then.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. Oh, USA.
USA.